Greetings, folks, and welcome. This is the Mac Observer's Daily Observations for Monday, January 6, 2020, reporting to you live atop the Mirage Hotel here at CES 2020. I am Dave Hamilton, taking over for Kelly this week, or at least today and tomorrow. We'll see where Wednesday goes. With me, I have, of course, the ever stalwart, to be feared by all media alike. I don't know. It's Mr. John F. Braun. Good morning, John F. Braun.
Yeah, I don't think I deserve that.
Get up on your mic, John.
Nobody I don't think I deserve that introduction.
All right. Aim your mic at your mouth so that we can hear you there from across the table.
There we go.
There we go. All righty. So, yeah. So last night we went here to an event called CES Unveiled, and it is an event for press only where I call it speed dating for the press. Everybody that wants to be there has a table. There's no crazy booths. There's no, you know, things to wander around. You just go and talk with the people that you want to talk with. And it's very, very efficient. Lots and lots of stuff to see. And so John and I sifted through it as we promised we would and got a few things to talk with you about. The first thing I do want to say, though, is all of this coverage isn't possible without our amazing CES sponsors, and that includes iMazing, Otherworld Computing, Text Expander, and Carbon Copy Cloner. With that, I will start our first item here, John. And, you know, basically picking up where we left off with Mac Geek Gab today, you know, I was talking about some smart locks at home. Well, I saw some new smart locks last night, or at least new to me smart locks last night at CES. And that is some locks from a company called Igloo Home. Several of these are already in the market that I'm going to talk about. And then there's two others that are coming later this year. They've got a deadbolt, a padlock, a key box. The deadbolt is $299 US. The key box, which is kind of cool because it can just hang on any lock. You don't have to convert the lock. It's just a key box, is $189. The padlock's $109. The cool part about these is they do not use Wi-Fi and yet can be remotely programmed even when you're not right. I'm seeing this look on John F. Braun's face, and I'm imagining I'm seeing it on yours, folks, too.
Well, how do you talk to it then?
Well, that's the cool thing, man. What they've done is when you first pair your phone with it via Bluetooth, two things can happen once the phone is paired. Number one, if you want to put in a custom code and you are within Bluetooth range of the lock, you can. So if I say, you know, knew that you were coming to my house, I could create a code for you and put that in. And it could be a custom code that you and I had already talked about. If, however, I'm here in Vegas and you need to get into my house, I can't Bluetooth to it because Bluetooth doesn't have that kind of range. So when you first pair your phone, a token-like situation is created where, similar to your two-factor authentication tokens that say you get with your bank that are timely, the ones that you could put into 1Password or Authy or Google Authenticator, right? A relationship like that is set up that is based on time and some other calculation that's going on. And if I say I want to generate a code for John F. Braun, essentially what it does is it pulls a previously created code from a list that has not yet expired. And that can be a really cool thing. So you can just, oh, yep, here's a new code for you. No one's ever used it before. You're good to go. So I thought that was pretty good. Great for, you know, especially somebody running an Airbnb or whatever, where you're not there necessarily. Maybe the people check out, then you have a cleaning crew come in, and now you want to give a code to the next people. Well, there you go. So you can check that out. We've got a little piece on it with a video at Mac Observer. And then of course you can check it all out from Igloo Home. I think it's igloohome.co. So that's where I started off, John, from after dissecting from last night. What's first on your list?
All right. I thought this was clever. So the company is Elios, which I had not run into before. And they make a variety of products, GPS tracking, solar power things, battery packs. But they were showing something new, which is going to be released Q1. But it's called the Elios Smart GPS Tracking Power Bank.
Okay.
What they basically did is they combined the functionality of a battery pack and a GPS tracker. So here's how it works. So first off, it's a battery. I think it's a 10,000 milliamp hour battery. So that's nice.
Good.
But then the GPS functionality. So here's what happens. So you take their device and you pair it with your phone. And then you can do the following. You can do real-time tracking of whatever, whoever is holding that. So, you know, it could be in your kid's backpack or something like that. Or whatever you decide to track. So you can get a real-time representation of where the device is. It has a geofence feature. So if you want to know if somebody, you know, goes into and out of a particular area, it can alert you to that fact. It can also just give you movement notifications. So say it's in something that shouldn't be moving. If it's moving, you know, like your car or something like that, you may want to know about that as well, or your valuables or whatever. But there's also, they call it an SOS panic button. So there's a panic button on it. So if the person who has the device presses the button, it's going to send an alert. Other products do this as well.
Sure.
So,
cool.
And I really, that's about it. And it's going to be, it's going to be $159 and it's coming out in Q1. So
cool. That's great. I think we each have, at least one or two more to talk about, because that's what we do when we go to these things, is sift through everything. In order to do that though, like I said, we need to have excellent sponsors, and our first sponsor, I mentioned all of them, but our main sponsor for today that we get to dig into a little bit is iMazing. And I love iMazing. It is the Swiss Army knife of iPhone management. So iMazing is a desktop app for your Mac or a Windows machine, if you want to run one of those, that lets you take control of all your iOS data. You get to make time machine style incremental backups. You can easily transfer documents, media, content, but you can also dig into system files. You can access the device and battery diagnostics. And all the data that you are manipulating with iMazing stays local on your computer or the external drive of your choice. And backups can even be encrypted for maximum privacy. And they are constantly updating iMazing with new features. In 2019, they introduced brand new tools to export and print messages and WhatsApp chats, and a custom backup engine, which is more sturdy than Apple's, and reports errors in far more detail. Wouldn't that be a nice thing? Well, you can have it. So if you've experienced issues backing up with iTunes or now in Catalina, the Finder, or even with iCloud, try backing up with iMazing. Sometimes that's all it takes to make it just work. And if it doesn't, you'll know why. 2020 will be packed with lots of new features from them too. They're rewriting their Photos browser with pro photographers in mind, so that you can expect super fast load times, access to detailed metadata, a full array of export options, letting you get just what you need. Go check this out, because you can get a deal. If you go to iMazing.com/TMO-CES, you might be better off just visiting MacObserver.com and clicking on the link there inside the show notes for this episode. But iMazing.com/TMO-CES gets you a 30% discount on all licenses, but that code's only good until January 31st, so this month only. Please go check it out. iMazing.com/TMO-CES, and our thanks to iMazing for sponsoring this episode. John, why don't you take it to your next thing on the list, if you would, my friend.
Definitely. Okay. And the next thing I have on my list, it's actually two things, but from the same company. So the first product that they showed me, and they actually gave me one to try out, which is neat, is called PoeKit Meter. And it's basically a tiny little multimeter. What's a multimeter, you ask?
Oh.
If you've gone to school or taken any engineering courses, it basically lets you measure various electrical phenomena.
Even if you haven't taken engineering courses, this is the thing that you have in your home to measure the amperage with the two leads on it, right? You measure wattage and voltage and all of those things that you might be doing around your home for or even resistance to make sure two wires are still connected, those kinds of things. That's what your multimeter does.
Right, so voltage, current, resistance, all of those things. But it's really, really small. It's wireless, so you don't plug it into your phone. You have an app on your phone, and then it collects the data and beams it over to your phone.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. And it's, you know, about the size of you can put it on a keychain. It's really small. But it'll let you measure, you know, the figures that we talked about. It'll also store the, you know, data and do logging of all of these parameters. So, so it can be pretty handy when you need to measure voltages. They place it in we'll say low voltage situation.
Okay.
In that it can only do up to like 60 volts. So you're not going to be measuring your wall current.
Got it. Okay.
You know, up to 2 amps, you know, and you can look at the specs here for it. So that's kind of neat. And that's actually available now, and it's $89. But then they're announcing, and they demonstrated this as well, Q2, they're going to come out with the PoleKit Pro for $95. And it's a different form factor, so it's the more traditional form factor some may be used to, in that it's like a pen with a contact at the end. And you really get the same... you get better features. So the thing is, it can handle higher voltages and currents and all that just because it's larger.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if you have a more rigorous voltage or current measuring needs, then the Pro may be for you. And that's going to be $95 again coming up in Q2. So I thought that was...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have an old realistic multimeter that's like decades old, but this looks like a nice advance since you can, you know, store the data on an app on your phone.
Right, right. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like it. All right, next on my list, this was something that just, you know, every now and then you see something that you don't believe what you're seeing. And this was definitely true when I went over to see the Sengold or Sengled, depending on who you are and how you pronounce it. They make smart home stuff, a lot of bulbs, some hubs, things like that. The big thing that they were showing off is a HomeKit compatible hub. So everything Sengold now can work with HomeKit. Also, Amazon A-Lady and Google Assistant, right? All of that. But now it works with HomeKit. The thing that blew me away was what they call Edison, which is, it looks like one of those filament style bulbs. I took a video of this so you can see what I saw. And it looks like one of those filament style bulbs, except it's LED. And I got right up close to this thing and could not tell that the filaments were not filaments. They are actually LEDs. And even better, the price point on it is $14.99. So you can get this beautiful filament bulb. You're running LED. It connects to the Sengold bridge, the hub, which then can work, as I said, with any of the aforementioned things, including HomeKit. Great stuff. The hub itself is only $30 US. And then they've also got, you'll see in the video, they've got some candle bulbs that can change color and be managed. And those are $24.99 a piece. It also supports Alexa account linking, the new setup from Alexa that makes it easier to get things onboarded into your smart home too, which is pretty cool. And their hub in and of itself can be smart as well. It's got things like a vacation mode to randomize your lights at night and make things look like your home and all of that good stuff. So definitely worth checking them out, especially that filament bulb. It just, I don't know, it just blew me away. Good stuff. The other cool thing that I saw, and the last thing on my list actually is two things, John, from Targus, the case company. Well, they've got two cases that they were showing here. Both of them have traded one of the water bottle pockets for a phone charging pocket. And it's got this little assembly. I haven't published it yet, but I do have a picture of it where you sort of push your phone down into this assembly. It keeps it safe. It holds it firm, and it has a Qi charger in it. so that you can put your phone in. It's got a 5,000 milliamp hour battery, which for those of us on most iPhones would essentially give you one plus or even two full extra charges on the day. And you just drop these things right in there and it charges and, of course, does everything else. The water bottle pockets, of course, are big enough to hold things like a Hydro Flask, maybe not the Monster Hydro Flask, but certainly something bigger than your regular water bottle. If you want, it's an adjustable tension thing so that it, and I think it's self-adjusting, so that it will hold a smaller water bottle too and keep it from falling out. But the reason they went that far is in July, the Cypress Plus bag is coming out, and the majority of this bag is made from 26 recycled water bottles, basically make up everything that they possibly could in the bag. And then the rest is, you know, various other pieces. But the majority of this bag, 26 recycled water bottles. So they didn't want you putting yet more recycled or more water bottles into the recycling system. So that's why they support these larger bags. So that's coming out. The Cypress Plus is coming out in June, July, they said. Another one that's a little bit bigger and more for like a road warrior also has the Qi charger, and that's the Mobile VIP Plus. That's coming out in March. The Mobile VIP Plus is $199. The Cypress Plus is $179. And you can check about all at Targus.com. So that wraps me up, John. You got one last one for us?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Especially with the holidays, some people may have heard about an increasing number of people that we'll call porch pirates. And what is a porch pirate? It's bad people that steal deliveries off of your porch. And that's unpleasant. How do you deal with that? There are a number of ways to deal with it, but here's a piece of technology that I thought was pretty clever. So, and it's called the Danby Parcel Guard. So they initially came out with a version that kind of think of it as, you know, like your personal version of the blue boxes that you see everywhere. So you put something in it, it drops it into, it drops it inside the device, and then you need a key to open it up. And that was their first offering, and that's pretty good. Of course, with any of these, I'm like, oh, well, how much does it cost? And I think that model is actually on sale for, I think, $199 now.
Okay.
So that's pretty neat. But then they decided, you know, let's make it smart, because why not make things smart? And so they, rather than it just being mechanical now, this new one, same form factor, but it has a couple of extra goodies here. It is Wi-Fi connected, and it has a motion sensor, a camera, and an alarm. So if somebody tries to take it, you will have a video of the person, similar to Ring or other things. So that's a nice feature. So you can, if somebody does manage to, run off with your stuff, you have video and audio evidence. There's an app which can receive notifications. It has an electronic versus a mechanical lock, and you can control it through a keypad on the front, or the app. Again, it's, anti-theft. So, someone can't reach into it and pull your package out of there.
I'm curious in looking at this, John, on the website, it says something about your mailbox has never been smarter. And on at least one of these models, I see a picture with a little red tab sort of flipped up. Is this meant to be just for packages, or is it also there to replace my regular mailbox? It says it's the world's smartest mailbox. So I wasn't sure just looking at the pictures.
I don't see any reason why you couldn't ask to have your mail put into it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Fair. Yeah. Cause there are people that steal things out of your mailbox, especially coming up toward the end of this month when tax refund checks start showing up. So yeah. Well, all right. That's good, some good stuff. So John and I will be here for the bulk of this week here at CES. Like I said, we're planning on doing this again tomorrow. We've got a couple of events today from which I'm sure we will glean some other new stuff to tell you about, and maybe more than that too. Without our, as I mentioned, our CES sponsors, though, we couldn't have done any of this. So amazing. Obviously, they were the featured sponsor of this episode. In addition, Otherworld Computing, Text Expander, Carbon Copy Cloner. You got to check all these people out. They do make it possible for us to do what we are doing here. John, thank you for joining me, even though, you know, we really don't have a choice. Thanks, folks, for listening. And we will see you again tomorrow.